If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Gauteng Treasury today held a press briefing just to give us an update on the kinds of shortfalls that they may have had, and also money that was not spent in this 2024-2025 fiscus. Now, on the line with us is Gauteng Treasury Deputy Director General Mncedisi Vilakazi. Thank you so much, Deputy DG. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. To you, Camilla, and the listeners.
There were some highlights and there were some lowlights. I want to start with the highlights just to give it a bit of a lift. Interestingly enough, there's a massive improvement on the service providers that Gauteng is starting to pay on time within the 30 days. And I think that's welcome news.
Yes. I think that's the commitment that we have as the provincial treasury. Because we process all the payments, so it's always encouraging to us when we see improvement in the payment of service providers. Thank you.
I'm struck by, and we can go down the list of the departments that didn't spend as much money as was allocated to them through that adjustment budget. But I want to start with the health department, and they too not being able to pay service providers within the 30 days as per your commitment. What seems to be the problem with, you know, when we speak to the Department of Health, they keep telling us about, obviously, just legacy as invoices that need to be paid, and some of them date back to a couple of years. And obviously, this is not necessarily the fault of this particular administration. But why does this particular department struggle so much? I think it was about 21% success rate of paying service providers within the 30 days allocated.
Yes, I think the part of the problem is the what we call the accrual that are really coming from previous years, because they then become the first charge in the new budget, meaning that they then erode the purchasing power of whatever new budget that is then allocated for free. So it's one of really the reason, because when you treat it, you treat that quasi as a fair charge, it means that by the end of the year you have less cash, which will then have that knock-on effect.
So maybe let's talk us through this, because there was underspending of about 700 million. And I'm not sure I can follow. So you obviously are saying that the department firstly pays the accrual invoices, which I understand, but then there's this massive amount that was underspent.
Yes, I think it's part of even then the highlight, because if you look at the budget that we have received, We ended the year with 168.7 billion rand, and 166.9 billion of that was spent. So what then remains is then the 1.7 or rounded off to 1.8 billion rand that remained unspent. So that 1.8 billion rand that was not spent, it's still going to be then subjected, because it what it means is that there were commitments that were made but could not be paid by the end of the financial year. So in the new financial year, we still then have an obligation of then rolling over a part of that money into the new financial year.
Yes, and to your point, it's part of that money. It's not all of that money. What I'm saying is, when you look at some of the other departments, they were able to pay within the 30 days as stipulated and as committed by the province. But the health department, which we know struggles a lot in Gauteng, did not spend 724 million was underspent. They were only able to pay service providers 20% of that money within the allocated time. So what I'm asking is, what seems to be the problem with this particular department?
Yes. So you would obviously, when you disaggregate then the number, you will then also then be able to then notice that the money that was not utilized, in fact, most of it that was not utilized, falls under the category of compensation of employees. So that money for compensation of employees is earmarked for the payment of salaries. So in a situation that really where a certain post they're not really filled on time, it's not that it's money that you can then move, to other areas like a different services.
Deputy DG.
So part of.
I hear you. It still doesn't answer the question. When you look at the categories as stipulated by the MEC, clearly you can see that there are departments. For instance, I'll give you an example. The Office of the Premier spent, the most, very close to the budget that was allocated to him, 100% thereof. There's obviously discrepancy. If he can do that, every other department can. And I'm saying, when you look at the health department, infrastructure department, they seem to be the worst performing when we know what this province looks like and we know the health department in Gauteng needs to do better. What could be the reasons? Or is that not something that you're ready to share with us yet?
I think the point I'm trying to make is that for example, health as well as education, they have received the largest share of the overall budget. So if you then look at, the Department of Health specifically, that we're talking about 66 billion rands that they were allocated and they spend the 65%. So the point that I'm just really making to you is that in the way in which we classify the expenditure, money that is for compensation of employees can only be used for compensation of employees. Money for goods and services is set aside for that, and even then the conditional grant.
It still doesn't explain, though, for instance, why they're not paying service providers within the 30 days when everybody else can.
Yes, did speak, about the structural issues that are there, which we are aware of, and I've already mentioned to you already that even the issue of accrual, it's a biggest hindrance, because they started the year with minus almost 6.5% rate, because that is what was not paid in the previous financial year and had to come from this amount of 66 billion rand that was allocated. So that's why I was really saying that the major problem in the Department of Health is accrual. And that really comes even from previous financial years. And it reduces the purchasing power even of the budget that is allocated for the year.
Obviously, the conditional grants are a sore issue because you still have to go back to Treasury and convince Treasury that, can there be a rollover of these funds? It then says to me, you must have then assessed where the issue is. The 1.79 billion is quite a lot of money that the province needs. Have you done some assessments and looked at where the issues are? And I hear you saying, yes, for instance, money that's supposed to be paying for salaries can only be paid for salaries, and therefore when we look at these figures, we must take that into account. But it's a lot of money, the conditional grants money that may be going back. Yes, we don't know that it will, but that may be going back is quite a lot that this province needs.
In actual fact, if you then further to calculate the numbers as you have done, only 381 million was not used for conditional grants in total for the whole province. And we have already done our due diligence. In fact, I think the date go out to conclude even then the rollover process was the date of April. So we already compatible to say that about 295 will then will be able. I mean, the 295 million meet the criteria because the criteria is very transparent. You know, we sit together with all other provinces and national treasuries during then the time of processing of these rollovers.
Am I then to understand you saying we don't have a problem?
So I'm saying really on the issue of then the conditional grant, I was just really highlighting that of then the, you know, if you disaggregate the figure of 1.7 that was not then utilized. And so we had a budget of about 28.3 billion rand that was allocated for conditional grant. And 27.9 billion, which is about 99%, was spent, which then remained 380 of that then was then remaining. And then of the 380 million, 295 of it is subjected to the rollover process, which means that it's going to be then come back to the province. And then only 85% in our own assessment could not then be supported by evidence. So that's the amount of money that we are likely to return back to the national fiscus.
Let's park the Treasury then and talk about the money that is subjected then to your own scrutiny within the province. Does that not concern you that your own provinces, provincial departments are not, for instance, performing at the level of the Premier's office again? And I'm going to go back to him because he seems to be the one who was able to spend the money optimally.
That's really the beauty. If you then look at then the funding sources, like as you said, conditional grants, we are clear about that. 1.4, it means that we are able to then reallocate the money to the programs in various departments.
I'll tell you what my concern is, Deputy DG. South Africans are listening to this, and we can do that exercise. We can go through absolutely every single department, and we can do that the entire night. I'll give you the example of roads, for instance, where 35.5 million was underspent. And we look around the province. The Premier himself tells us it's embarrassing. The Premier himself tells us how, you know, there's garbage. He's embarrassed when he has to speak to the President. It doesn't add up. When we look at these numbers and what we hear, our principals telling us that there is no money, and yet we get to this point where there is underspending, and I'm following your argument, but it still doesn't work in to us who are listening to you and looking at the state of our province. Something does not add up, and you have to then tell me we are completely misreading this and everything is okay.
The point I'm making, Temelo, is that underspending is not good and overspending is also not good. So what we are always aiming for is to be able really to break even. So if you then look at then the issue of underspending, I mean, you have to consider the opportunity and the cost or equivalent to the amount not utilized. So the point that we are making which we were responding to was that 1.8 billion would be returned. So what I'm saying now is that 1.4 remains within the province, and of course we are the first to say this to departments that underspending is not good, because our business, we are not in the business of making profit, but our business is really these resources are not fully utilized, it means that, you know,
there's no service delivery.
There are opportunities that will have been lost at that particular financial year. So all that I am emphasizing is that with the numbers the way they are, it would have then been really a very, very sad story for us to be taking, I mean, 1.8 back to, you know, to national government with all the problems that we have in the province. But in this case, we are saying 1.4 is still within the provincial funds, and we can still be able to redeem our funds.
So, to what extent are we doing the exercise of understanding why we are underspending? Whether it's money sitting in the provincial funds, or whether it's money that we need to account to Treasury for, why are we underspending?
Like as Ennis indicated, that I think if you look at the area where money was not utilized, was mainly around compensation of employees. So that was as a result really of the processes that were introduced by DBSA, DPSA, the Department of Public Service and Administration, a number of really stringent requirements just to try and control the wage bill. So that is really the main factor for this understanding. If you look at the numbers that we have, and of course, I mean, there will be certain cases as well where program and processes were not completed on time.
Let's work with that argument and say we then accept that majority or primarily the issue is wages. Why are they not sitting at the same percentage if we are all ending the year at the same time? So I'm not talking about the actual figures, but it would then make sense that 50% of the budget is not spent by everybody, because that's the money allocated to wages with the remainder of the year.
Yes. So then the process of the structure, the approval of the structures, it's with the Department of Public Service and Administration. So in certain cases, there are those departments who could not be able to fill the post because of those processes that needed to be followed first to get the approval, and then after that spend the money. So that is really what would have affected that area of spending.
And at that point, these are not wages. These are the posts that have not been filled. And one then has to ask the question, then why then do we have the kind of issue we have, for instance, we go back to the health department where we are told that, you know, there's understaffing, there is no money. MECs always tell us there is no money. And yet we are then seeing this unallocated funds because people are not getting employed. We are struggling to understand really where the issues are. And unless if we're really, really slow, maybe we need a bit of a crash course on why then they aren't, you know, mitigating at least systems in place to quickly make sure that those posts are filled, if we are going to fill them. And if we're not filling them, what's our plan going forward?
Yeah. The issue of planning in the work that we do, it is very, very critical. So all the requisite approvals and all that, because we really, I mean, even now in the new financial year, we are already in May. So as a Treasury, even in our engagement with the department, that's the point we're emphasizing, that time is not lost at the end of the financial year. Is lost at the beginning. So whatever plans, even recruitment plans, whatever things that needs to be done, you know, because these things, they obviously really, really take time even to complete before we really get appointed, especially if you are talking about your labor-intensive departments like education and health. So I think really to your point, the issue of planning
right. Ncedisi Vilakazi is Gauteng Treasury Deputy Director General on the line with us, just helping us understand the numbers. They were obviously presented to us by MEC of Finance in Gauteng, and, you know, obviously, I cannot go through all the numbers with you. This is 2024-2025 financial year. He's reporting on those numbers. They're not looking good, folks. And I am not sure that we are appreciative of what this actually means. If I can just rattle them quickly for you. We have, for instance, we spoke about health a lot, actually. Let me just pass that. But we have departments, for instance, like arts and sport, which we don't speak much about. But this province did not spend 55 million of that money. And if you asked any artist in this province whether they could not use 100 rand of that money, they would all tell you absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I think we make light of the fact that, you know, oh, so this much is not a lot, this much was not spent. What does it actually mean? 55 million was not spent on arts, sports and culture in this province. And we kind of just brushing over it like it's not a thing. Legislature, 64 million was not spent. These are real things, you know. These are things that affect you and I at the end of the day. You know, our courts, how we interact with our courts and so on and so on. I could go on and on. But I do think we need to engage with these numbers a bit more. And I think we need to internalize what this underspending actually means instead of just rattling the numbers and moving on like everything is okay.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.